You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Jeff Woods joins us once again. And Woods, right now, a lot of people, sport drinks, energy bars are part of their regular fitness routine. Do we need them? How do we use them? You know, when they first came out, promoters kind of, I don't know if they, well, I think they did. They fabricated what these drinks and energy bars would do.
Yes. Well, so here's kind of what they said. And it's true, but anyway, they said that, okay, they were designed primarily for intense sort of ultra-endurance events that would last, you know, from 90 minutes at the front end. And then maybe on the back end, Greger, they might go as long as like 8 to 12 hours if somebody was competing in a true Ironman triathlon, for example. So those are extreme conditions. And with that, maybe you're doing it in high heat. Maybe you're doing it in humidity. Or maybe it's even colder temperatures. But it was the most efficient way to get calories when you're in competition. Sure, it's easier than packing a sandwich, right? Or something like that. So when we sweat, the intense activity, you lose electrolytes, and those are just minerals in your blood. So things like calcium, potassium, and sodium. And sometimes we're going to reduce our muscle glycogen stores, and that's the energy or the gas that we have in the muscle, and it gets stored there from all the foods that we eat. Now, again, for most people, they don't exercise long enough or intently enough to kind of justify these products. And the research evidence sort of suggests, Greger, that even like drinking water for events that are lasting, you know, in that 60 to 90 minute range, that's going to hydrate you just as well as a sport drink. But it should be understood, if somebody is working out really intently within that timeline and you're sweating a lot, some people might still benefit from, you know, taking a sport drink to replace the electrolytes, especially because that's the one thing that water won't do.
So is there a place for either as a supplement in a healthy diet or lifestyle?
Well, you know, I guess you could put it there. I mean, real food is always your best option, Greger, like without question. So if you're eating, you know, fruits and vegetables and cutting that stuff up and eating nuts and seeds, that is by far going to be the best way to go. And you're going to get more fiber as a result. Now, if you're hell-bent to eat the bars, for example, to supplement, you know, your diet a little bit, you should be looking for ones that probably have reduced sugar. So the criteria would be this: look for bars that have 2 teaspoons of sugar or less, and 1 teaspoon of sugar is equal to about 4 grams of sugar. So you're looking for a bar that has 8 grams of sugar or less. A lot of these bars carry 6 to 10 teaspoons, which is now outlined by the World Health Organization as being like your daily intake of sugar, period, just in one bar. And there should be a protein content of probably about 5 grams in a bar, so you should be looking for that. And that's primarily going to be derived from nuts and seeds. And then you're looking to have a fiber content of about 4 grams, and that's going to come primarily from whole grains. So if you're using that criteria, those bars that meet that standard are probably going to be your best bet if you really have to go that way. But food best, always healthy, whole food, best way to go for sure.
So if someone's been relying on these products for energy or meal replacement, how do they get off of it? What's the best alternative?
Well, again, you know, you should know, again, what your daily intake of fuel should be just to maintain a healthy body weight. And for women, that's probably going to be somewhere around 1400 to 1800 calories if you're depending on your activity level, and for men probably 1800 to 2200. So beyond that, if you're going to take in all of these sort of macronutrients and micronutrients and have it balanced properly, and you have to eat the bar thing, do what I said. But beyond that, pack snacks that you can take with you in your car or take to lunch. And it should be simple stuff, Greger. Just lots of nuts, lots of seeds. You can make up a trail mix of some sort with dried fruits, that sort of thing. And it will cut up real fruit. Again, it ups the fiber content and it's far healthier for you and far less refined sugar, which would be important.
What about the Clif Bar? A lot of people wondering about that one.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, I've used a Clif Bar myself. Again, there's sugar in there, refined sugar, that for the average person, you know, you probably wouldn't need. Again, if you're out there riding your bike or, you know, running a marathon, yeah, perhaps. But if individuals are going to use these bars, they should also, like in training, for example, or doing some event, you should train with these products, because there can be bloating as a result of sometimes the saturated fats that are in them, and they can make an athlete really uncomfortable. So you shouldn't expect that you're going to go take part in a summer run series or something. You've never trained taking these carbohydrate products in and expect them to work for you. They could work in exactly the opposite direction and make you really uncomfortable. So learn how to train by taking in small amounts of these products before you get to your event, and that would be a smart move as well.
Quickly, got a few texts on this one, so I'll ask you. What's your thought, Jeff, on the ketogenic diet?
You know, Gregor, I don't know enough about it to comment on it. You know, you should get your friend Aletha Taylor in here, and she could speak to that specifically. A lot of athletes are on it, and it's a slightly higher fat diet for sure. And there's been some evidence that suggests that it can be very effective for ultra endurance events. But again, I don't know enough about it to comment intelligently on it.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate your honesty. Now, quickly going back to it, now the meal replacement, right? If you want to supplement an energy bar in every now and then, it's better than nothing and making yourself go starving, of course, right? Sure, we all know what's the perfect scenario is to eat natural foods and all that, but sometimes you're on the go. You don't want to get into a habit where you think your power bar is your lunch.
Right. No, that would definitely not be a good idea. You know, it's interesting with this type of eating too, Gregor. If you're looking at energy bars as a meal replacement and that's your strategy and you're eating a lot of this sort of thing, you're going to miss out on a lot of micronutrients eating this way. And micronutrients are the trace minerals and vitamins that you get or you don't get from macronutrients. So the macronutrients are your carbohydrates, your fats, and your proteins. Again, if you're eating the bars, you don't get all of those nutrients that we need. So that's why it's important to not sort of gravitate to this as your safeguard or your go-to, because in the end, it's not going to be as healthy as eating real food.
Jeffrey, as always, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday evening.
Hey, listen, do you have like 30 seconds? One other thing I want to tell you about this.
Yeah.
And it's about the energy drinks specifically, and they are different than the sport drinks. And kids between 18 and 29 drink a lot of this stuff. And it's interesting with this because these kids are drinking so much of it and drinking it with alcohol on the weekend. We've got a bit of a problem. The World Health Organization is kind of concerned about the consumption rates because these kids are ending up with heart problems, irregular heartbeats because they drink so much of it, and they get admitted to emergency rooms on the weekend because they're drinking 8 and 9, you know, drinks with alcohol. So there's so much caffeine and sugar in these things, and just I want to sort of send the message that there are much better ways to go. You don't have to drink this stuff, the energy drinks especially, as a means of keeping yourself like fueled with calories. That's the wrong way to go, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, it's definitely, I would agree with that. It's a great point. Thanks, Woodsy.
Okay, take care, Gregor.